This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL. Both of the highest paid receivers in the league don't like where they are, apparently. We'll get into that. But first, with Chris Arnold riding shotgun today,
got you down.
We throw it back with some CA Sports.
You know, gentlemen, it's a cold, rainy day in North Texas, and I figured I'd lighten the mood up a little bit and give us some entertainment. I have come to the conclusion that the NFL has found a host, a permanent host, for all the stuff that they want to do, entertainment-wise. Did you guys catch the NFL Honors show at all?
Yes, we at least for G-Bag of the Day, we had the...
I've submitted that, and it wound up winning five times, and that was Steve Harvey talking about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I submitted that back a couple weeks ago because his entire stand-up was just hilarious. He did 15 minutes of grilling that crowd, which is mostly football players and coaches and stuff, and then on the top level, you had all the fans. But down below, it was just like the Academy Awards. You got all the stars down below. And I had to watch it again last night.
Wait, you rewatched the award show?
I rewatched it. Not the award show, just his stand-up.
Oh, okay.
His 15-minute monologue. It was that strong. And it was so funny because, I mean, he's naming all the guys that you know, and he's picking on them in the crowd and stuff.
He's the best host on earth.
He's the best host. And when he first came out, in fact, I'm not even going to do the Tom Brady cut. We've already heard the SG bag of the years. Made it to the category, so it's retired. These are some of the stuff that you missed if you never heard it. And if you saw it the first time around, you'll just laugh all over again. One of the first things he did when he stepped on stage, he said, "What took y'all so long to hire me?"
I'm excited about being here, man. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time. What took y'all so long to ask me to host the show? You done picked everybody but your boy. I've been a fan of y'all. Look at me. Don't sit here and act like you don't know me. You grew up watching me. I'm a damn football fan. Your mama love me. Your grandmama love me. Everybody in your family watch Family Feud. You gonna take your damn time picking me. You had Alex Baldwin do the show three times. Pick all these people. They don't even look like they are athletes. Look at me. I looked like I could have played.
He started off with that.
I got the list of people who hosted it before him. Alec Baldwin, Keegan-Michael Key.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's Key and Peele.
Okay.
Peele and Key.
Seth Meyers, Conan O'Brien, and Rob Riggle. Why is Rob Riggle still a thing?
Does
anybody figure that out?
I don't even know who he is.
He's on the Fox.
He does the Fox, like,
the funny
football
bit.
Pregame thing, and he does their bits.
Oh, I know who he is.
He's the Jimmy Kimmel replacement, basically.
He's the guy who said, Kobayashi. That's him. I don't know why he's still a thing.
Well, Steve Harvey was just so funny, and he just went from there. In fact, at one point, he started talking about the celebrations on the field.
One thing I want to talk to y'all about are celebrations. I like celebrations. I like touchdown celebrations. What I don't like is unworthy celebrations. The NBA got them. Yeah, you've seen it. If you dunk and ain't nobody on you, but you dunk and you land, you're 6'9". You got an 8-foot wingspan. So what you dunk? Your ass only had to jump 6 inches. That don't call for that. Here's the thing I want y'all to do. I'm okay with the touchdown celebrations. What I'm not okay with is the first down celebration.
Cam Newton.
It's the smallest accomplishment in football. It's just 10 yards.
Yeah.
That's here to the microphone. Now, you make a first down, now you spinning the football. Now we gotta wait till the damn ball stops spinning. It's 10 yards. Get your punk ass down there to the end zone.
That's a celebration.
That's true.
In the end zone.
And it is pretty much every player.
Yeah.
Luce said Cam Newton.
It's obnoxious.
He'll take his time.
It's obnoxious.
He'll take his time, but every receiver in the league, if they catch a first down, will do the sign and drop the ball.
I'm gonna tell you
every
something.
Every one of
I'm going to have to blame my boy, the playmaker, for starting.
Yep.
He did the arm extended like the referee, first down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every wide receiver or running back since has done, and quarterbacks have done that since.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went on. It is February, Black History Month. So he made a note about the quarterbacks.
Shout out to all the quarterbacks that started in the NFL. Five quarterbacks that were African-American descent started in the playoffs. I just found out it was five. I thought it was four till Patrick Mahomes took his helmet off.
He didn't know Pat Mahomes' dad.
And he showed, well, he probably knew. He's just a good joke. And then they showed Patrick Mahomes. He's laughing, looking all uncomfortable. It was too funny.
It made me uncomfortable, too. What is he saying? That Mahomes' hair is what told him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes' light skin like me. I understand the joke. I get it.
Uh-huh.
I totally get the joke. Okay, so then later on, you know, he's from Cleveland. He actually lived in Plano for a long time. That's my boy, Steve Harvey. Everybody in Dallas-Fort Worth, y'all love Steve Harvey, but he grew up in Cleveland. So he is a diehard Cleveland Browns
yep.
fan, and he is glad that they are back. So he talked about it.
I am a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio. It's been hard. Lord Jesus knows. It's been hard. 2 years in a row, one win. But this year, something happened. We got this wide receiver named Jarvis Landry. This boy came up right in front of Jim Brown. Jarvis Landry came and changed an attitude. Nick Chubb started running that thing for us. The Cleveland Browns is in y'all's back right now. We are on our way. But the big reason is that damn Baker Mayfield. Oh, yeah.
They show Baker.
Oh, yeah. That's my man right there. I love everything about Baker Mayfield. I like the fact that he danced, he got attitude, got swagger, and he got two black names.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. That's Nita Baker's nephew and Curtis Mayfield's pale cousin.
I mean, everybody fell out. Baker was on the front row crying, laughing. Steve Harvey got a permanent job. He is the new host. He's got to be. He's got to be the new host for the NFL honors. They might as well just anoint him. And anything else they have entertainment-wise, go on ahead and dial him up. Steve says he is a huge football fan. He said, for all you young guys, I'm going to tell y'all something. For all the old heads, too. I have done something that none of y'all have done. He said, I have watched every Super Bowl. He said, all 52 of them. He said, I was 10 years old watching it on the floor with my daddy.
Oh, Steve is 62?
He said he's 62.
He's a good-looking 62.
Yeah, except for that gray beard.
When well, yeah,
the beard
yeah,
off,
yeah.
He looked younger than that.
Yeah.
See what you missed? That's why I had to turn on YouTube last night, and I was like, this is just so damn funny.
Yeah, he should be pretty much the host of everything, unless it involves an envelope.
Yeah.
Now, was that him, or did somebody give him an envelope that said the wrong thing?
It was on the card.
Okay, yeah, it was.
On the card. I'm just reading the card.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave him a bad card.
Steve.
They gave him a bad card. But he did try to clean it up, because I think he said Miss Columbia won, and it was somebody else.
He had a mistake.
Yeah, he had a mistake.
We've all made mistakes.
I know one thing. Steve is right now hosting way too many things. I think he's running himself thin. You know, think about it. He's got his own daytime show.
Uh-huh.
He's got family.
Did somebody
feud.
Take that daytime show away from him? Isn't that like coming to an end?
It might be, because he's running out of gas.
I think a girl from
he got it,
here.
He got his own radio show. He get up at 3 in the morning. He has a radio show that's all syndicated across the country.
He's too old to be working that many jobs.
There's no reason to be working that many jobs.
Is he not golf?
I don't think so.
He needs to golf.
I will say this. You know, he's got that on Sunday. Well, he got the Family Feud, and then it seemed like in the off season or the summertime, he says he always hosts some game. There's always something like The Rock hosts a game. He's got a game. Ellen's got a game. You know, where you compete some kind of way. I'm like, Steve, just slow down and do a movie every now and then. But host the NFL honors.
Do you guys ever watch the Game Show Network?
Yes, my old lady watches it all the time.
Oh, my God, I got stuck. I accidentally...
No whammies.
It sucked you in?
I accidentally turned it on one day, and I think that it was called, like, America Says. And it's like every other game. They give you some little hints, how many words it is. They give you a couple of letters, and you got to figure out what the answer is. I hate the Game Show Network, because if you turn on the Game Show Network, I'll sit on that couch for hours. Yeah.
And time flies.
Hours. Because whoever's in the house with you, you're like, I'm better than you at this. Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
So I'll tear you up at this game.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I hate the Game Show Network.
Yeah, I was watching Betty White on Password, and the host, like, kisses everybody.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how you doing? And he goes, walk over there and just kiss him right up directly on the lips.
Oh,
man.
Me too, right there on...
Yeah, right there,
right
bro.
Right there on TV.
With his little back skinny microphone.
Day. Oh, yeah, those skinny microphones. Yep. Back in the day.
I'll watch it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.